she was actually a bit of a cracker. I missed her, as one might miss a sister. I missed her sisterly laugh, her sisterly wisdom, and her curvaceous and yet sisterly body. I yearned to press my brotherly lips on her sisterly mouth. Until the sight of Parliament drove all other thoughts from my head. Parliament. It was a dark and foreboding place. The corridors were lit with the burning bodies of traitors and French people. And twice hourly, a dozen peasants were admitted to the building for a good kicking to remind them of their humble position in society. Worse, we had arrived on a Thursday, which was scary organ night.
Harry, you must continue your search for Pippa.
Actually, I have a better idea, for I have decided to invent a Pippa detector.
How will that work?
It will detect Pippa.
Right. Leaving Harry inventing his heart out, I entered the chamber for the first time, ready to battle for Poverty St. Mary. But my first setback came almost immediately.
The House will come to order for the Speaker, the Right Honourable Jedrington Sternbeater.
Another Sternbeater brother. Was there no end to this family who were my worst enemies after Mr. Benevolent?
I call upon the new member for Poverty St. Mary and Dreadfulness North, Pip Bin, who incidentally has killed two of my brothers and six of my cousins.
Thank you. I want to...
And that's lunch.
We returned from lunch and I tried again.
I would like to...
Post-lunch snack time.
Parliament was organized around a complex system of breaks and intervals. The day started at 9 and then stopped almost immediately for a tea and brandy break. This was followed by a cake and brandy break, a sandwich and brandy break, a plain brandy break, and then 11s. When people say that politicians are drunk on power, they are wrong. They are drunk on brandy. The only person who ever got anything done was Mr. Benevolent, who proposed bills in the tiny fractions of time between breaks by speaking incredibly quickly.
Honourable members, I would like to propose...
Excellent. We shall vote on that on our way to High Brandy.
I automatically voted against his proposals, but the other members always voted with him, thanks to his placing a barrel of brandy and huge plates of delicious-smelling meat in the eyes lobby.
Oh, brandy! Delicious-smelling meat, I think I'll vote yes.
Luckily, Harry's work on his Pippa detector was coming along well.
Behold my Pippa detector! How does it work? There's a miniature steam engine inside which propels tiny wheels. Then, all you do is say into the top, Pippa, dearest! And if she is nearby, she'll reply.
Unluckily, his invention was rubbish.
That sounds as useless as my parliamentary career. Speaker Sternbeater obstructs me at every turn, but why?
Stopping only to arm myself with a secret weapon, I marched directly to the Speaker's office and demanded an explanation.
It is quite simple. I hate you.
And why do you let Benevolent get away with everything?
Because I love him. He's my best mate.
Mr. Speaker, are you drunk?
No, I'm not. Do you fancy a curry?
What acts is Mr. Benevolent passing?
I shall never tell you.
Now was the moment. From my pocket, I produced my secret weapon.
Not even for this kebab?
You're all right, you are. Giz it here.
He guzzled the meaty snack and slid over a sheaf of documents. I wiped off the chili sauce and scanned through them with mounting horror. They were all acts designed for the benefit of Mr. Benevolent. And then I saw the last one.
But this states that on the first day of next year, the King will appoint Mr. Benevolent in his place as tyrant of all Great Britain.
Ooh, brandy nap.
So, my plans are out in the open.
You are a monster!
And soon to be a very powerful one.
The King will never sign these into law.
He doesn't need to. If the House of Commons votes unanimously, they become law instantly.
But I oppose them.
Yes, you did. Damn your principles. Your silly, honest, goody-goody, Boy Scout, pretty-poncy principles. But I will destroy you, and then I will rule the country with a rod of iron. No, actually, iron seems a little too nice. A rod of spiked and poisoned evil metal.
I will never let you triumph.
Oh, I rather think you will.
I watched as he went to a trunk in the corner, opened it, and stepped back.
Pippa!
Dear brother!
Now, if you do not vote for my bills, your sister will meet a certain friend of mine, the deadly bitey, fighty, scratchy, stingy sloth.
The deadliest, slowest animal on the planet.
Do not fear for my safety, dear brother. Act as your conscience demands.
Very well. I will not sign your bills.
So be it.
Unleash the sloth.
He opened a secret compartment in the trunk, and we beheld the cruel claws and malevolent yawn of nature's slowest assassin.
Why, the sloth is not even awake. It cannot harm me.
Then, from a thermos, I saw him decant a dark liquid.
Sloth coffee! You villain!
I flung myself at Benevolent.
Thought I'd show you my pivot detector in action, Pip-Bin. Oh, well, you seem to be fighting Mr. Benevolent. I'll come back later.
Harry!
No, you're right. You can watch it while you fight. Here goes. Pippa, dearest.
Harry! Dear husband, Harry!
It works! My Pippa detector works!
Overjoyed, Harry flung his Pippa detector to the ground. As he did, sparks flew out from inside. They landed on Benevolent's pile of evil legislation, which caught fire instantly.
No! Foiled by fire!
Good work, Harry!
Yes, that was entirely planned.
But the fire did not stop there. The walls of Parliament were soaked with centuries of brandy fumes, and they rapidly caught light.
Very well. You may have foiled me, but now I'm going to see you fried. Goodbye, Pip-Pip.
With that, Benevolent ran from the room and locked us in.
We are trapped.
And the sloth is waking up. Oh, no, it's all right. It's gone back to sleep again.
Meanwhile, the flames had taken their fiery hold. We held each other close and wept. Was this, finally, the end?
What happened? You wept so much it put the fire out? Yes, that is it.
It is not, you brainless divot.
So what did happen?
Not now. If you return next week, you will find out how we escaped the deadly fire, only to face charges of treason and utter ruination. And also how I found the love I had for so long been searching, only to have it ripped from me in the most savage way possible.
Big Expectations was written by Mark Evans and starred Richard Johnson as Philip Bin, Tom Allen as Young Pip, Anthony Head as Mr. Benevolent, Jeffrey Whitehead as Sternbeater, Susie Kane as Pippa, Sarah Hadland as Lily, James Barkman as Harry Biscuit, David Mitchell as the Reverend Godley Fecund, and Mark Evans as Sundry Gentlemen and Members of Parliament. It was produced by Gareth Edwards.